This is an Audio Holdings production.
Papa Hemingway by A.E. Hotchner. Papa Hemingway. In the spring of 1948, I was dispatched to Cuba to make an ass out of myself by asking Ernest Hemingway to write an article on the future of literature. I was on the staff of the magazine Cosmopolitan, and the editor was planning an issue on the future of everything. Frank Lloyd Wright on architecture, Henry Ford II on automobiles, Picasso on art, and, as I said, Hemingway on literature. I tried to evade this Cosmopolitan assignment, but had been ordered to try to get this asinine article, or else. The or else had quite a bite to it, since I was in my mid-20s, only 6 months on the job, which was the first I'd been able to find after dissipating my Air Force severance pay with a year in Paris. I had Hemingway's address in the little town of San Francisco de Paula, which is about 20 minutes outside of Havana. But the more I considered going out there and knocking at his door and disturbing him face to face, which is what the editor had instructed me to do, the more my blood congealed. After 2 days of sitting by the Nacional pool in a state of pure cowardice, I finally decided, the hell with it. There were other editorial jobs. I would not go banging on his door, and even if I'd had his unlisted telephone number, which I didn't, I couldn't have managed to phone him. So I took the coward's way out and wrote him a note saying that I'd been sent down on this ridiculous mission but did not want to disturb him. If he could simply send me a few words of refusal, it would be enormously helpful to the future of Hotchner. Early the next morning, the phone rang. This Hotchner? Yes? Dr. Hemingway here. Got your note. Can't let you abort your mission, you lose face with the Hearst organization, which is about like getting bounced from a leper colony. You want to have a drink around 5? There's a bar called La Florida. Just tell the taxi. Hemingway arrived a little late. He was wearing khaki pants held up by a wide old leather belt with a huge buckle inscribed Gott mit uns, a white linen sports shirt that hung loose, and brown leather loafers without socks. His hair was dark.